cast your mind back just over 3 months now. That was the start of lockdown, when all of a sudden everything around us closed and we began being confined to our homes. In my family's case, we decided that for health reasons, really, we needed to pretty much self-isolate, so we weren't going to go out to any shops. But it was impossible to get a slot for an online shop from Aldi or Tesco or Sainsbury's or Asda or anywhere. And suddenly the realization set in that, oh, we're going to be without some things that we're normally used to having here. We've never been in that situation before. We're of a generation living in a country that just hasn't had to deal with a lack of stuff, a lack of food, potentially. It was a real test of trust in the Lord and contentment. Listen to today's words from Philippians. This is what Paul writes in Philippians chapter 4 and verses 11 to 14. I don't say this out of need. He's just been writing about the fact that the Philippians had sent him a gift to supply his need while he was imprisoned. I don't say this out of need, for I have learned to be content in whatever circumstance I find myself. I know both how to make do with little, and I know how to make do with a lot. In any and all circumstances, I have learned the secret of being content, whether well-fed or hungry, whether in abundance or need. I'm able to do all things through him who strengthens me. Still, you did well by partnering with me in my hardship. These are some famous verses in Philippians. A couple of the standout sentences: I have learnt to be content in whatever circumstances I find myself. And of course, the well-known verse, I am able to do all things through him who strengthens me. It's interesting that often that last verse is taken out of context to mean I can do anything at all in and through Jesus Christ. But really what Paul is talking about is when he says I can do all things, in other words, whatever my circumstances, I can be content through Jesus Christ who strengthens me. I am able to do all these things through Christ. I can be content when I am lacking things. I can be content when I have an abundance of things. That's an interesting thing to say. Often the more we have, the less content we are. And the challenges now maybe are somewhat different to what they were 3 months ago. Shops are delivering again. We've not had any worries about that for weeks now. But of course, lockdown has produced a lot of discontent amongst a lot of people for all sorts of different reasons. Discontent through loneliness, discontent through financial problems, discontent through fractious family relationships as households are locked together. Discontent as to how far to take things with the ease of lockdown and what we should and shouldn't do. It's good to be reminded then that we should search for our contentment in whatever circumstance we are in abundance or need, by looking to Christ who strengthens us. Are you struggling with a lack of contentment at the moment? Then listen carefully to Paul's words here. See what his secret is. He's had to learn to be content. Remember, he's imprisoned. He's had to learn, but he's learned to do it by looking to Christ. I am able to do all things through him who strengthens me. Look to Christ. But by the way, if you see somebody else struggling to be content because they're lacking something that you could supply, the fact that they should be able to be content in Christ doesn't mean that you shouldn't try and meet their need too. It's so instructive that Paul still says at the end in verse 14, still, even though I am able to be content because I can look to Christ in whatever circumstance I'm in and be content with what I have because I have him. Still, you did well by partnering with me in my hardship. Look out for people in need and help them, even as you encourage them to find their contentment in Christ.